Harper and Harper Audio present Clairvoyance by Christiana Kahakawila, performed by Jolene Kim. For my grandmothers, Clara and Larita, and for Isla and her kupuna, he keiki mea kupuna. 1.
Give me back my ukulele!
The voice of Pua, the new girl, rises above the usual bus chatter.
What? You don't trust us?
Brandon teases.
Put it back in the case!
Pua pleads. Her eyes grow wider as she turns from Brandon to Denny to my ex-best friend, Leo. It's no use, I want to tell her. The key to keeping anything safe on our school bus is to hold it in your lap. I probably should have given Pua that advice when she tucked her ukulele case under the seat, but now it's too late. Brandon strums roughly on the uke strings, making them vibrate harshly. Then he passes the instrument to Denny, who tries to balance it on three fingers.
It's delicate!
Pua protests. That just makes Denny laugh and try to balance the uke on one finger.
Look, I'm LeBron.
You're LeGon, dude,
Brandon shoots back.
You have as many ups as mouse over there.
I barely have to sink down in my seat to disappear. It's true that Denny is the second shortest kid in our class, but he's really athletic. I've seen him on a basketball court, and he'll run circles around anyone, even someone as tall as Brandon. But that doesn't mean Denny can balance an uke on his finger forever. The second before the ukulele falls, Leo scoops it up.
Hey, I had it!
Denny shouts. Leo doesn't answer. Instead, he fiddles with the pegs.
What are you doing?
Pua asks, panicked. Leo strums a couple of chords and smiles. The uke is back in tune.
Are you going to play for us?
Michelle leans into the aisle and smiles sweetly up at him. Leo runs his fingers along his fade. He keeps his hair long on top, a volcano of tight curls, the same style his dad used to wear.
What'd you like here?
Something good. Michelle tosses her long hair from one shoulder to the other. The golden highlights catch the afternoon sun. Only Michelle could perfect a move like that. Both she and her best friend, Crystal, have danced hula since they were two. But it's Michelle who moves through the world as if it's our stage, and the rest of us are merely her audience.
Can't you tell him to stop?
Pua begs.
Michelle levels her with an eye roll. If Leo like play, he like play.
She's the queen of the code switch, moving between English and pidgin with ease. It's not just Hawaiian Creole she speaks either. She's already taking the advanced Olelo Hawaii class at school. You mainland types are so uptight. Isn't that right, baby mouse? She makes a point of looking my way. I slide even lower in my seat. I hate that nickname. But Michelle seems determined to make it stick. Pua turns to me, desperate.
Can't you?
I shake my head. I have no power in this situation. The one saving grace for Pua is that Leo can play the ukulele, not just play, jam. When we were still friends, he used to practice in my tutu's garden while I sketched the finches and sparrows that came to visit our taro patches. He'd have tutu dancing in no time. Now Leo strums a chorus before crooning,
"Country road, take me home to the place I belong."
"Waialua," Denny calls out.
"Hale iwa,"
Leo sings back. "Take me home, kumumaka, take me home." Leo hits the last chord with a flourish, and the guys laugh and clap. Kumumaka, our bus driver, glanced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?